of America tonight. Kate Delaney, happy to be hanging with all you in those nooks and crannies. The Washington landslide, still families in shock, I think, even though it's been over a week, and still finding more bodies. At least last week when we were talking about 16 bodies recovered, 8 more bodies located but not recovered. I mean, it's just been an incredible nightmare, and we certainly feel for those people. Got a ton of emails about that. Got one here from Faye who says, Kate, I've heard you talk about this all week long. What a tragic ending to so many of those families. Can you imagine what that's like to all of a sudden look outside or have no idea what's happening to you and suddenly be buried alive in mud? It is, sadly, as somebody described it, a massive grave site. Yeah, and what a way to put that, Faye. But you're right, more details have come out about some of the people that, like a Navy commander I was reading about, John Riegelbrug, who he and his wife had slept in last Saturday morning, and it was so rare for them to have the chance to do that. They were outdoor people, liked motorcycles, that kind of thing, and they lived in Darrington, and he was commuting to his job at a naval base, and so there they were, having the chance to sleep in, and they unfortunately were victims of the mudslide. The house was buried. They can't find him anywhere. Two brothers and two of his sons scouring the debris looking for him. They found a Navy uniform. They found a sword, even across the river from where that two-story house was. And just really, really sad stories like that one, I think, are coming out of Darrington and Oso. And so Faye is right. I mean, it is all about the people, no question about that. The other story that we talked about a ton and continue to talk about here on America Tonight is the plane, 777, that just disappears into thin air, and then there's nothing but theories about what could have happened. Was it something with the pilots? Was it something that happened as far as a terrorist act? What is it? What made that plane disappear? And, you know, we're not going to know the exact cause of that. Maybe ever. I mean, maybe ever. I know some of you listening to me think that this plane is going to pop up somewhere else. You're still so sure of that. But now that they've found all these giant pieces, and really the fact that the hunt for the plane has been hampered because of the waters off of Perth. It's 1,500 miles outside of Perth, a part of the Indian Ocean that we're talking about. But there is, I think, no bigger story in the last few weeks, since really it happened on March 8th, than we've talked about here on America Tonight, than this missing plane. It's like somebody said to me the other day, and I might have related on the air, it's kind of like the Amelia Earhart search. You know, that's still the mystery. You see things on the History Channel about it. Of all the disappearing planes and things that have happened in aviation, boy, this Malaysian airliner has really just captivated the imaginations and of so many people, and the conspiracy theories abound as to what's going to happen here in the end. And we're not going to know all the specifics of that, because even in seeing the satellite photos and the pieces and trying to pull it all together, there still is the black box. There still is the, you know, the massive hunt for more clues that will continue no matter what happens here, because in any crash or in any situation of a missing airliner that then you ultimately find and piece it together, still the mystery behind what led to the demise of the flight is what will not come out overnight. By the time the investigators piece it all together, it'll be, I think, quite some time for that to happen. And then, of course, as we're here kicking off another week and re-racking some of the bigger stories of last week that you might have missed and that had big impact, I think, on our lives, the other thing is this New Jersey bridge closing, because Chris Christie and the lanes being closed, it was like MSNBC, that's all they talked about probably for four straight weeks. He was on the cover of every magazine, the New York Post and beyond, as to somebody who, you know, is he involved in the lane closures? Was he going after for political retribution the mayor of Fort Lee? And of course, Chris Christie kept saying he had no involvement in it. And it turns out, as he let go of one of his trusted advisors, Bridget Kelly, that directly they're linking this in that direction, and it has nothing to do with anything that Chris Christie ever let leave his mouth. Supposedly, that's the findings in the investigation. But now that he's essentially been cleared in those findings, does that mean that he's still a viable presidential candidate? Now that they're saying it was his advisor and the person, David Wildstein, who he helped get that job with the Port Authority, it's on them. I still think it has dented what looked to be a pretty good run as to being a serious contender for that spot. And, you know, he still might be. It's about fundraising. It's about appearances and people really gravitating towards you as the candidate. And 2016 will be here before you know it. And the candidate is Rand Paul right now. Rand Paul is reaching younger people. He's reaching older people. He's saying the right things. He's sticking true to his core, whether that's popular or not. And in the end, it may come down to a battle between him and perhaps Ted Cruz. Maybe Chris Christie is on the undercard, but would a guy like Chris Christie go from being considered to be a presidential candidate to wanting to take the VP slot? I got to say to myself, I don't see him wanting to take that role, leaving the career as governor and becoming the VP for what, the potential of in the future becoming the president. I don't see that happening, although I see it perhaps being offered. Okay, and the last thing that all of you wanted to talk about, I got a ton of emails on this, is the IRS. The IRS has agreed to hand over the emails to Daryl Issa, and of course, who's been on the war path about this, and Lois Lerner, the former IRS official who was under investigation for the targeting of those conservative groups, the Tea Party groups, etc., for the tax-exempt status. Man, did we talk about that a ton. So this is now happening. They're saying that there are a ton of emails that they will hand over, but they're going to cooperate. Previously, they said that they wouldn't cooperate with it, that they would give documents, but they would limit the amount of documents related to the Tea Party. Now they're saying, you want them, we're going to hand them over to you. Do you know this investigation so far has cost us $15 million? In the end, what is it going to cost? All right, stick with us, because coming up next as we kick off the week, we got a lot of great things in store for you. So hang with us here on America Tonight. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Big shout out to all those nooks and crannies, and welcome to The Point in South Carolina, a new affiliate here. We'll talk about that a little bit later on the show. But right now, peel back the onion with Andrew Szabo. He is so many things, including a marketing strategist, guru, and he is also a speaker. He's a great speaker, and we're lucky to have him on with us. Hey, Andrew, how are you?
Good evening, Kate. Good to be with you, as always.
All right, so, you know, the big thing is still Putin. What's going to happen with the Ukraine, the annexation of Crimea now? We had somebody on the show last night from Moscow saying they're celebrating. They had fireworks. Putin's a hero. They hope that now more of the Ukraine will go the way of Russia. We've got sanctions floating around, and we still have a president who appears pretty weak, definitely to the people in Russia, but also to some others in Europe. What do you think has happened now? Where's the needle moved on this Ukrainian thing?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, it's clear there's a number of points of evidence that the Russians are very pleased with Putin, at least the common Russian people, because he's, you know, in many respects, a lot of Russians feel they were humiliated after the end of the Cold War. And Putin has, if you like, built up Mother Russia. 2 weeks ago, we talked about this whole, it's sort of history repeating itself. Obviously, it's a very different side of the fence, but when the Germans were humiliated after World War One, and a lot of people, the common German people, were often rallied behind Hitler. They didn't necessarily agree with all of his politics, but they restored their dignity, a dignity that at some level had been taken away, and he made some bold moves. He took over some, you know, Hitler took over some territories that were adjacent to Germany, and the European powers didn't stand up to that, so that emboldened the German people. And it's really interesting to see how the same thing is happening with Putin, that the average person is clearly standing behind him. They don't realize necessarily the consequences that could lay down the road, and I think that's one of the things that your speaker was talking about tonight. and you know, to the average person. And I think Putin's is feeling emboldened. He's, you know, amassing troops on the border now. I think 30,000. The latest report I saw was 30,000 troops on the border of Ukraine. There's another strip of land which is in Moldavia, which is also there veering towards Russia too. And I think he could be set to take over that too. So, you know, he's not getting any negative press. And it was interesting, there was a speech today, I don't know if you saw part of that speech that Obama made, to NATO, and some of the media would describe, oh, it was a strong speech standing up. But to me, this is, it's a paper tiger. There's nothing there that he's really saying that, you know, I think the Russians are laughing at us at this point. I mean, what do you think, Kate?
Oh, yeah. I think the Russians are laughing at us. That's why they are setting off fireworks and celebrating and saying, oh, let's showing on state-run TV other possibilities of little slivers of territory that perhaps could go back to Russia. So absolutely, I agree with you 100%. Hey, there's something else, yeah, I wanted to wiggle in here closer to home, because you and I have talked a lot since you've been doing this about Obamacare and now these deadlines and the deadlines that get pushed. Another deadline gets extended, and John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, just simply said, is this a joke? Saying, you know, this new flexible deadline makes affordable care, the whole Affordable Care Act, even more meaningless. That's what Boehner's saying, because now they can't even, they've got this honor system to decide whether people are eligible for a later deadline or not. It's crazy, because now March 31st is no more, and they can't even figure out when that deadline's going to be. And he's right. It is nuts. Why set up the deadline? All those people panicked, some of them anyway, signed up for health insurance, and now you've got other people that can sort of decide if they just want to push it.
Well, if you feel about the onion on this message, it's fascinating at some level. This is now about the, my understanding, this is about the 30th kind of deadline and rule change that's been made, which basically the Democrats are sending the message that the Affordable Health Care Act is unworkable. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what they're saying. And this new deadline, basically saying, and as you said, the honor system, basically what that means is, and this is what I think is going to happen. I mean, the very one thing that they're saying that they needed more people enrolled, because if they don't have people enrolled, especially younger people, then it's not going to work. The insurance rates are going to skyrocket because they're not getting enough young people. Now, here's the ridiculous. I mean, I think one of the most ridiculous things that I heard today, Harry Reid said, well, one of the problems is that the people who are getting on the Internet, they really don't know how to use the Internet. Well, that is a direct contradiction. Wait a minute. If you want younger people, they certainly know how to use the Internet. Let's get real here. Yes, there may be some 62-year-olds, 63-year-olds who don't understand the Internet so well, but wait a minute, they're only a year or two away from getting Medicare, Medicaid. So there is no incentive. I mean, there you don't need more of those. You want more young people. The young people, percentages, I think we needed about 38%, and we're still somewhere down around 23% of young people signed up. And the other factor is, by having this open-ended deadline, this honor system, basically now what you're going to have is people are coming onto this, and they're going to say, well, I don't need to enroll. There's no penalty for me not enrolling. So I'll simply wait until something happens. So, you know, I'm out, you know, whatever. I'm a young person. I'm going to be out there, you know, playing touch football, and all of a sudden, whoops, I get an accident, break a leg. Okay, on my way to hospital, I'll think I'll sign up at that point because I don't need it. I'm not going to sign up, which means that the costs, because it's no longer insurance, and so therefore the costs are going to skyrocket. And so what's going to happen here as a result of this, I believe, is that the insurance companies are going to realize, okay, because they have to manage the risk. They can't manage the risk right now because they're not getting the critical mass of people signing up. People signing up late or only signing up when they need the health care will mean the costs will escalate. So if we think we got a sticker shock now, you wait until people start re-upping, and they're going to get massive sticker shock. because it's going to become completely unaffordable. This will become the Unaffordable Health Care Act. That's what the Democrats are realizing, and they don't dare, they want to try and hide that from the American people for as long as possible for political purposes. So with the elections coming up, that's my, if you peel back the message, I believe that's what's at the heart of the issue.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And speaking of those midterm elections, I mean, this is when people, serious people, vote, because you don't have a presidential election draws more people. Let's face it. That's the way it rolls. But there are a lot of things at stake here, including the balance of the Senate. Nate Silver came out the other day, and he crunches all the numbers and analyzes it on his website and has a lot of sway. And Nate said he believes that the Republicans will take back the Senate. The Democrats are running around really, really trying to put a message together. They did that today, unveiling a new agenda aimed at the end of the year and really drawing a big contrast with the Republicans. They're doing paycheck fairness for women, increased minimum wage, ease student loans, and tax fairness. Do you think it's going to work?
Well, they're throwing everything into the pot at this point. There was an interesting study done by George Washington University of their battleground poll, and with all the bad news. And basically, one of the things that they're saying is that the voters are very likely to vote, especially one of the silver linings for the Democrats is marijuana. 82% of respondents disapprove of Congress, but both parties are universally despised, according to this poll. But, 73%, especially younger people, support medical marijuana in their state, and 53% back decriminalizing pot. So they're more likely to go to the polls if marijuana is on the ballot. So I believe that the Democrats are going to put a lot of marijuana on the ballot. Because the looser the marijuana laws, then you're going to have higher levels of motivation among younger people to vote, single people, a group that skews Democratic. So, yes, they're throwing everything into the pot at this point. No, I did intend that.
10 points for that one. That was very good. All right, always a lot of fun. Andrew Szabo, peel back the onion. We'll talk to you again next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you to all your listeners.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze-drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We need some funny here on America Tonight. Man, we got so much serious going on. So Brett Eidman, so excited to have him on this show. He's a comedian extraordinaire. Seriously, I know you have seen this guy. I mean, listen, the skins on the wall are unbelievable. Second City, Chicago, Upright Citizens Brigade. Yeah, New York, Chicago, you got that covered and everything in between. You've probably seen him on tons of TV shows. He's been on Saturday Night Live. I mean, this guy is awesome. His one-man show, One Angry Man, had a sold-out run in New York City. So, Brett, thanks for hanging with us. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. But you missed the most important credential of all.
What one?
America Tonight with Kate Delaney.
Oh, I'm just going to be front center. Yeah.
Forgot that one.
When you
said forgot the most important one. It's so nice to be with you tonight. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you on. So with those kind of spots on your resume, places, stops where you worked. I mean, comedians, you guys are like you like breed. You hang out together, and you know, obviously you're propping each other up and whatnot. Was there somebody that really gave you that leg up in the industry?
You know, it's funny. We hang out, we joke around, and then we kill each other for jobs. But I you know, Lisa Lampanelli, who's really doing a big business these days, and she's helped me quite a bit, and she's made some introductions for me, and she's been a friend of mine for 25 years now. So she's been really decent to me, and the people at College Humor have also been just awesome. I've done over 30 videos with them, and so I'm really grateful for those guys using me for a lot of their stuff, you know. And so it's a combination of people who've been nice, and then there's others that you know. The door's shut.
Tell us about funnyordie.com. This thing has exploded.
Yeah, I did a couple of things, but the latest thing I did with them was with Jennifer Hudson. They did a video, was it a takeoff on the show Scandal? And so I played one of the, I guess, detectives, people going to her to solve this scandal. And it came out great, and I was happy to work with them because they're great. And also, College Humor has left the New York area, and they kind of closed up their production facilities and went out to Los Angeles and are just doing videos out there. And I'm New York based, so one door open and the other one, you know. So it was really good. So I'm grabbing stuff in every different direction.
Yeah. You know, we talk about things that obviously you look at current events, and that's what comedians do. And Rob Ford, he is just the gift that keeps on giving. The second he was born, man, the comedians just applauded. The second he was born, the second he came out of the womb, because this Toronto mayor has really hit every single button, especially when you talk about crack and the smoking video and the things that he continues to do. Are you surprised that he's gotten this much attention, or no, it's just too easy?
Well, he's kind of like the white Marion Barry. You know, when I was shocked when I heard, that Marion Barry, the Washington guy, and I guess he was the mayor of Washington, and getting caught on video with it, you know, making a crack deal. And so, I guess these guys, I mean, they're only human, and it's an easy, fun thing to do. I mean, people love to support somebody and elevate them and then knock them down.
Yeah. Boy, that's true.
Set up the pins and then knock them down.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about a big, I'm the pole princess, they call me. Don't laugh, because I always refer to polls that are going on, right? And right. The latest one says global warming is not a big threat to USA life. And Gallup found that only 36% believe climate change will seriously affect their lives. What do you think about that?
Well, it won't affect our lives, because by the time the world is covered with water, we'll be dead. But I think that the next generation is going to really have to deal with it. I'm New York based, and so spring has finally come, and the weather forecast for tomorrow is snow. So if that's not, bizarre and unusual, I don't know what it is. I mean, this has been a brutal winter, and the water table's rising. So, there's definitely climate change. And for those that don't believe it, I hope they have a rowboat ready to go.
That's right. You better start building a bigger boat now.
Yeah, we need a bigger boat.
Yeah, exactly. Start looking around. Those two look alike. How about those two? You know, we have this whole system of pairing each other off, as you know. Another story that recently was in the news is two and a half men's half man is now that bearded preacher, Angus T. Jones. What's up with that?
Well, my dad told me a long time ago that everything in moderation, and that's including if you're going to drink, if you're going to do this or that, and even religion. Like, this guy is like, I mean, you go overboard, and then all of a sudden you lose it. And sometimes, not sometimes, all the time, getting so deeply into religion, you kind of lose your funny. And you lose your mind because you're one track, you're one focus. So this guy just went off the deep end, and he may wake up one day and say, "Oh, what did I do?" And then all of a sudden he doesn't have a job, and it may be too late. I've known comedians who have were doing really well in their careers, and then all of a sudden they started to get heavily involved with religion, and then the comedy career was over. You know, it just didn't work anymore. They got so deeply embedded that they just totally lost their minds. So I feel for this guy, and I hope he's happy, to each his own. And I think that, but it's really, really bizarre,
yeah.
And what are you going to do? They have a hard time on that show keeping people, keeping their heads together.
Boy, is that true. If you want to go crazy, take a job on Two and a Half Men, because you never know. Yeah, there's a chance.
Maybe the director, maybe they got to check him out and say, look, you know, everybody you come in contact with goes, you know, goes berserk.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, so I said that you did the show that was sold out, One Angry Man. Tell us what that was about.
Well, it was a show that I ran in New York City for a while, and it was all about the things that made me angry. And it was also, I mean, at the time I was heavier, so I kind of got into a whole anger thing about losing weight and how, you know, if I don't lose weight and you know, I can always become a weatherman, because weathermen seemed at that time seemed to all be fat. And I started to, you know, and I was also, talking about, prostitution, where, and I was comparing it to porno films. And I said, you know, it's illegal to solicit somebody for prostitution's sake, but it's legal to do it when you have a camera on. So if you're going to go to a prostitute, make sure you bring a camera with you. And if you get in trouble, if the cops come in, just tell them you're making a movie.
Yeah, there you go.
So making porno films is legal and prostitution is illegal. So you have to find the loophole, and that's the loophole. So it's just a bunch of things that that made me angry. So it was one, and I'm not really that angry. I'm you know, at times I get frustrated like everybody else, but I'm not that angry. But the show, that was the slant that we took, and I just kind of went off on different things and all the hypocrisies that. That go on in our society, and had a great time with that show.
When you were growing up, did you think you were going to be a funny man? Did you know?
Did
you know you were going to be a comedian?
Or?
Yeah, when you were a kid, did you know you were going to be a comedian?
No, I mean, I used to get into trouble, and I used to like, the first time that I made anybody laugh was when I got into trouble at the, you know, in the lunchroom. And the lunch lady put me up on the stage to, like, make an example of me. And she says, you know what, you're going to spend the rest of the week up there. So I went up there. For the following day, I brought in some magic tricks, and I started to entertain the lunchroom. So then they kicked me out of the lunchroom and said I have to eat with the principal. So I went in to eat with the principal, and I actually liked the guy. So I really had a nice time. So I was always trying to, you know, find the good in anything bad that was going on. And also, when I was in elementary school, I used to watch The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson all the time. And, I mean, it was kind of bizarre for a really little kid to watch that, but I was just impressed and blown away by how funny that show was, especially when guys like Don Rickles and Rodney Dangerfield would come on, you know. So I didn't realize that until much later on that I was going to go into comedy, but I was a fan of it, you know, very early on.
Yeah,
you know,
I think you're very, very funny, by the way. Hey, so we have like 30 seconds left, but you talked about Johnny Carson, Jimmy Fallon. You think he makes it in that slot?
Oh, absolutely. I think that he's a breath of fresh air. He's doing things that no other host has ever done with all his music bits. Very likable, very sharp, super talented. His ratings have been great so far, and I think he's doing what needs to be done there.
I think so, too. It'll be fun to watch the ride, for sure. Brett, thanks so much. Again, we appreciate you coming on. Where can we catch you next? You got any big dates coming up?
Well, I'm going to be posting a lot of... I have a brand-new website that I'm going to be posting dates on there. I'm doing a lot of spots now, building some new material. But BrettEidman.com is it's a brand-new website. And I'm going to be posting dates there, and also have a YouTube channel and Facebook page, all that stuff.
We'll check it out. Brett Eidman, thanks so much for coming on the show. Continued success.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me. I hope to see you soon.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Believe it, it's been 4 years since the introduction of Obamacare, a.k.a. Affordable Health Care Act. And where are we now? Dr. David Hochberg, practically a regular here on America Tonight, senior fellow for health care policy at the National Center for Public Policy Research, did a terrific blog on the winners and the losers of this whole thing. So we thought that we would snag him for the show. Doc, thanks for coming back on.
Oh, thank you, and feel free to call me David.
All right, excellent. We will do that. So, Obamacare, give us really the real losers in this.
Well, I think the best way to start out by talking about it is just, you know, point out that to keep track of the losers of Obamacare, you need a scorecard. To keep track of the winners, you need a search party. the most obvious losers are the people who lost their health insurance last year, and among those people who went on the exchanges or elsewhere and had to pay higher premiums than they initially did. Among them, there's also ones that have had, you know, serious problems trying to keep their doctors. Some of them have encountered serious glitches with the various exchanges that have actually left them uninsured for brief periods. And in some cases, a guy needed a heart operation. I think his name was Lenny Basich, I think was the name. And he was uninsured, and so now he's got, you know, $400,000 in hospital costs that he has to somehow come up with. There are other losers. Doctors, for example, can no longer own their own hospitals. So physician-owned specialty hospitals are, you know, at some point may become a thing of the past. A tax on, let's say, medical devices, which is not going to be good for, R&D and in the medical device industry, which means, you know, less innovation, less new products for that'll be produced. And, you know, both of those things, doctors not being able to own hospitals, less medical devices, probably means, you know, less innovation and so forth, and, you know, less improvement in quality. And ultimately, that's going to come to harm patients. So there's a ton of losers. I mean, we can start going into some of the impacts it's had on employment. Where do you want to go next?
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And especially you mentioned this, the physicians who can't even start their own hospitals and things that have happened there. And, you know, how many physicians have bailed out of the industry? I know four. One of them was my own doctor.
Yeah, I don't think we'll fully know that for another 2 or 3 years from now. I think some of the polls that said, 43% of doctors were, going to jump out. I suspect that's probably, that was to some extent doctors, venting a bit of frustration. But look, if this thing really turns into another pain for doctors, another, big adding on to the layers of bureaucracy that they already have to deal with, then yeah, I mean, more you'll see something of a, at least maybe a mini exodus of doctors. But again, that's not going to be known probably for until a few more years of this, passes.
Yeah, so in saying that, keeping the scorecard, and I love your sarcasm, David, by the way, because I'm right there with you, but it's so true. But what about, so who wins in this? I mean, the winner is what? The president wanted this to be a signature policy, so he rolls it out, pushes it forward, it gets through. I mean, who wins?
Well, I mean, people who, let's say, have not been able to get insurance for a number of years, maybe with a pre-existing condition, and have now been able to get it through the exchange. I mean, those are the winners. But, those people are, I don't think really in any meaningful sense outnumber the losers in all of this. I guess some of the people going on the exchange who were previously insured and are now going on the exchange and getting a nice taxpayer subsidy, I guess you can include them among the winners as well. But the overall, I think the winners in this is not that number is not particularly great when you balance it against the losers.
Yeah, as it continues to unfold, because there's still other things that have to happen here with this law, including what happens with the fines and tracking down people and how many people were hired by the IRS. Personally, I think that's going to be a fiasco because, again, that's now a bureaucratic nightmare in keeping track of all of that. Do you think they're going to have trouble in, finding out who they've got to fine and who's going after them with all the people they hired at the IRS? It seems like that could be a mess.
Well, I think the smart money is definitely on it being possibly another train wreck, given the way so many of these other things have worked out. And just to let you know, there was just a news story out that basically the March 31st deadline for the exchanges is more or less now kaput because they're going to let people sign up now by checking this, I guess, blue box saying that, they tried to sign up by the deadline but couldn't get through. They're, of course, going to base it on the honor system, so they're going to have no way of knowing if anyone's just, who signs up in July because they really need insurance and, never did try to sign up before. So, I mean, look, this thing has just been, it's been made up on, so much of the rules have just been made up on the fly, made up as what's been convenient to the administration. And, I think you're going to see a lot of problems with enforcing the individual mandate. And I suspect they'll just do the sort of ad hoc, make the rules up as they go along on that one as well.
Yeah. If you were in charge of this and you were part of a committee and doing the fact finding, the research and everything else, and there was a road to affordable health care, what do you think that is? What does that look like?
Well, I think the first thing would not be to not put me in charge. I mean, I having that kind of power always sort of, just thinking about that kind of scares me. But I think the first thing I would just do is look for ways to get away from this third-party payer system that we have. And that would include maybe a system of tax credits that you could use to buy health insurance. But you could also say, use it, let people, use it if they want, instead of buying insurance, to set aside in a special health savings account. They can build savings to pay for health care. you might change the employer-based system. Instead of, you know, the employers buying the insurance, maybe you could have, like, give people large health savings accounts, employees large health savings accounts that they could use to, you know, buy insurance, pay for health care out of the accounts, and so forth. I would certainly make Medicare and Medicaid more consumer-oriented. I mean, that's really where I would start, is we have to start changing the way we pay for health care. And not just on the small things, too, on the big things. We have to start looking for ways in which, you know, the things that we do insure for, whether it's a hip operation or heart surgery or whatever, that the resources, you know, that the patient will have some decision as to where the resources go, you know, who's going to get paid for performing the surgery, all of those things, you know. But we need to start getting away from this third-party payer model of paying for insurance.
What about dumping money into wellness? Do you think that is an effective use of millions of dollars? Do you think that works? Is there incentive there?
Boy, that's a good question, and I'm not really up to snuff on, you know, wellness programs. I have a funny feeling, though, that government-run wellness programs probably don't have particularly good results. And look, you know, what is a wellness program really going? A government-funded wellness program really going to do that? You know, your own people's and individuals' concern for their own health is not going to do. I mean, you know, it might make a marginal difference here or there, but, you know, at what cost?
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. At what cost? As you look out and see now what's happened, which we just talked about, the winners and which is very few. You mentioned that people who couldn't get insurance before, especially, but really the losers in this. Overall, do you think that when we look at this 10 years from now, there's a way that this can be improved upon, or no, this has to be, the most of this, big chunk of this has to be repealed and redo it?
Yeah, I'm definitely with the latter. I think that it's going to have to be repealed. Most of it's going to have to be repealed and replaced. I really think this thing is, you know, to me it's like people talk about fixing it. Well, how do you fix the Titanic after it struck the iceberg? I mean, you don't. You're just casting about for lifeboats, and I think that's, you know, a good way of describing all this sort of ad hoc rulemaking that the administration has engaged in especially since the exchanges have, you know, started out so disastrously. It's you know, trying to give this group or that group a lifeboat so that, you know, they don't have to face the consequences of this disastrous law.
Yeah. David Hochberg, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.